I'd been in the office one day when Pasquale had gazed out the window with lust at the undersheriff's new Dodge Charger. He'd turned to Sheriff Torres and asked plaintively, "When am I going to get one of those?" "When you learn not to turn them into junk inside of a week," Torres had said. And that ended that conversation. The young deputy's nickname, Parnelli Pasquale, was well-deserved. The old patrol car, still plenty peppy, reached County Road 14 before we'd gone another mile, still running without headlights. It turned onto our dirt road with a smooth power slide in the gravel that sent up billows of moonlit dust. I sat back down. "Well, this'll be interesting."
"Who do we have behind us?"
Waddell asked. He could see the dust cloud now as the deputy closed the gap. If Daniel was paying attention, he might be able to see it as well. "My guess is Pasquale," I replied, fervently wishing that my cell phone wasn't back on the center console of the Durango. "The sheriff said he was headed out on 17. Let's hope he doesn't get too eager." And sure enough, the young deputy had either thought this through all by himself or was listening to Sheriff Torres's calm instructions. His patrol car slowed and remained a good quarter mile behind us. Maybe we were lucky, and Daniel hadn't spotted him. Hopefully, Torres hadn't just said, "Get close enough and shoot." Although, had I the wherewithal, that would have been my first choice. I was getting tired of being jounced, bruised, nicked, and otherwise assaulted by the rough, cold ride in the back of the Posadas electric utility truck, chained to a fellow who didn't deserve a minute of the beating.